Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the 488th episode of the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host. Today we have Jordan West. This dude is a powerhouse. Made $250,000 of e-commerce sales in 24 hours without using Facebook ads or discounts. He turned me on to a book. I've been in touch with that author, written a series of books in the sales and marketing space, how people think, how to persuade them, how to connect. Jordan addresses some cool things I've been noodling how to do myself. How to create gated content. It's interesting. And it's bittersweet when I speak with guys like this that challenge my thinking. It's like, oh, how can I do that? I've been doing this a certain way for so long. Oh, could this work? Oh, it'd be a lot of change, a lot of work, a lot of effort. But it's pretty cool. All right, so you are in for a treat. I will keep this intro short. I'm heading to, we've got evening no-gi jiu-jitsu today. First time ever, I think. We usually do it noon on Tuesdays, but our instructor added an evening class, so I'm going tonight. So as soon as I wrap this up, I'm heading to jits, a little evening class. Going to be a little chilly, so we shall see. But just got back from Phoenix, had a trip out there last week, and first trip in a long time. And I drove. I usually drive. I drive to Vegas. I drive to Phoenix. It's just not worth flying. It wasn't way before COVID. I mean, I've been driving for years. I got stuck. I got stuck a couple times. Once in Phoenix. I think twice in Phoenix. Once in Vegas. Something like that. And I was like, okay, no more. I'm driving. No TSA. No masks. Had a great meeting with a client that's killing it. And we're going to kill it even more. So that's cool. About to get news on a new client. Should be bringing on this week out in the Carolinas. So I'm sure we'll be meeting a little bit face-to-face, but ramping up a sales team there. They've been doing everything through distributors. And rules are changing. You know, they always change. But rules are changing because of COVID and how this distributor wants to go to market, raising prices on them. And we've been telling them for months. I mean, I was in talks with them, I think, 4 months ago. They wanted to put things off, you know, till after the new year. I'm like, okay, whatever. And this is a referral, so I can't exert too much pressure. But same thing. We can create big change with a very small team. It doesn't have to be painful to make the correct changes around hiring the right people, having them say the right things, have them practice and implement the right actions. I always say you manage activity and you pay on results. Don't just give somebody a quota. Tell them, here's the things to do, and you'll hit your quota. And I'm always just rubber meets the road kind of practicality on this. You've got to be doing this. I've got a private client right now doing some one-on-one stuff. And I was going through that with him. You know, what makes you unique? And we're all a commodity. And we've been that way for a long time. Everything's a commodity now. Everybody has access to the internet. They think they know somebody that can do it, you know, better, faster, cheaper, but they can't. You know, good, fast, cheap, pick two. There's not all three. I showed him the clip of Don Draper with the Lucky Strikes guys when we talked about it's toasted. The guy's like, well, everybody toasts their tobacco. He says, no, only you do, right? Everybody else, they're coming along after. So they're just copycats. So I've got my client this week just detaching and looking over his own shoulder to see what is it that he does that's unique. And he may not even be able to figure out what he does that's unique. But I want him to map out what he does. I'll help him figure out what's unique. Because the problem is, you know, it's the curse of knowledge. We're too close to our own stuff. You can't read the label from inside the bottle. You take it for granted, the things that you do. And they're magical, some of them. So if you need that type of assistance, hit me up, okay? Go to the Contact Us, and we'll set a time to talk, see if there's a way to work together, okay? Because that's what I do, and I'm pretty damn good at it, and I will help you make more money. And so with this interview, so let's get on it. Jordan West, entrepreneur, host of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand, all the way from Canada. Welcome to the Sales Podcast, man. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. It was nice. I got to have you on my podcast. Now I got to be on yours. This is working out perfectly.
Gotta love it when a plan comes together, man. So you do some marketing, you do some podcasting, but you do some, you're focused. Is it fair to say your main emphasis is e-commerce, sales and marketing and helping those in that space?
Yeah. I think that's really my passion area right now, is seeing people be able to actually sell online, especially, you know, we're just going through 2020 and, you know, seeing how there's been so many businesses that have been completely obliterated, that, you know, we're brick and mortar and now, you know, needing to move online. And I think that knowing how to sell online, is just an incredibly valuable skill these days.
And when you say selling online and e-commerce, does this mean like there's no conversation with the prospect? I mean, maybe chat, but is it, it's all online, no phone calls, no face-to-face ever in that sales cycle?
Yeah, well, I think that in the sales cycle, there definitely is time for that with e-commerce stores. And I think actually the ones that do really well will still have phone support. And hopefully local phone support. I think that's a really big thing. I mean, the sales process, you know, as you know, being, you know, like one of the, you know, great sales guys out there, the sales process does not end when you make the sale, right? There's all of the customer service afterwards. And I think that's where you can really make a lot of big strides as e-commerce brands out there, is having incredible customer service after the fact.
Yeah. And we're linking to a checklist that you're giving, e-commerce sales launch checklist, that you have followed, did over $1 million in 2020 alone. Was this, how much did you have to pivot, right? To use a current word, were you big into e-commerce already before 2020? Did it force your hand? Were you like 50-50 and then just went all in e-commerce? Like, what was that? How did this checklist come about that helped you grow this year?
Yeah, totally. So we developed this checklist, the sales launch checklist, from one of the brands that we own ourselves, an e-commerce brand that's sort of mid seven figures right now. We realized that there was these sales launches and these new product launches could be incredible for word of mouth and getting new people into the pipeline, right? And into your brand. And so this is about 3 or 4 years ago. I remember I went to Disney World with my wife We left the kids at home. I know that's terrible, but they just weren't old enough yet, you know, and my wife is a bit of a Disney freak. So I decided to pick up the book Contagious by Jonah Berger. And I remember reading this part in the book where he talked about this brand that was really struggling, and it was an online brand. And all that they did to change, they rebranded a little bit, exact same clothes, but instead of just having their website open all the time, it was always password protected. And the only way that you could get into these launches was if you entered the password. So, you know, like most books out there and most entrepreneurs who are listening to this, they read it and were like, okay, that's cool. And just moved on. And I did not implement it at that point, but I always had this nagging feeling of like, I think that I could implement that. And I think that it would do really, really well, but I'm really scared to password protect our site and not have those sales before. And so fast forward a few years or a couple of years from then, and on my podcast, Secrets to Scaling Your E-commerce Brand, I had a podcast guest who was telling me that from her VIP group, she sells out every single launch. And it's a VIP group of 3,000 people. I'm like, to 3,000 people, you're selling out these big launches? Like, how do you do it? So she walked me through the process, and I thought, okay, we can do that for our brand. And that was about a year and a half ago. And this is where we developed the sales launch checklist and why I think that it's so incredible, because there's a lot of things that you have to do along the way to really be able to actually use the psychology behind it and get people on board and really have that sort of like, you know, if you picture like that Black Friday mentality of people like running into the store, having that same thing happen online.
Now you got me thinking. Hold on a second. I'm about to password protect my whole site. So stand by. now I have to get that book. I mean, because it's appealing. I look at folks. I just interviewed a friend of mine, Erin Chase, just before this. This is her second time coming on. First time was 5 years ago. And she has a different model. She's very busy, big staff. And like she says, they try to own the internet. Right. And just thinking of that is exhausting to me. I don't want to own the internet. Right. I want to put out thoughtful pieces, help people with their sales. There's very specific, I stick with the fundamentals because the fundamentals still work. Right. And there's literally nothing new under the sun. All this new age stuff that comes out, whatever, they're just putting lipstick on an old pig. You know, I've got books, yeah, you know, 30 and 40. And I mean, this book on my desk, advertising copy. I mean, this guy updated it in 1936 because the 1924 edition, a lot of things had changed since 1924. Right. So like, as I read it, I'm like, oh yeah, I know this guy that like, this is the source, right? Cause all these modern guys, they're just picking from that and skinning it. So can I sell more calmly? Is that what are you giving me permission to just kind of chill out and slow my roll? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
All right, we're done. I gotta go.
Everybody to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go get that book and I've thought about it. I've thought about taking my podcast and making it a subscription or put it behind a paywall or even just opt in, right? It's all on my site, but like, why do I give all this stuff away for free? I have 400, almost 80 episodes now. I don't know. You got me thinking, man, were you supposed to do that? Were you supposed to agitate the host? Is that a psychological?
That's what I do. Yeah. That's what I do. And that's why people just love to have me on their podcast. Just agitation. What I wanted to say, interestingly, is that most people respond to it. And some people don't. So sure. like, you know, for instance, so I run a mastermind for e-commerce stores that are doing 7, 8, 9 figures. And there's some people that don't understand that you have to pay to be in a mastermind. So I still do phone calls with potential mastermind members, because I really want to make sure that they're going to fit with the group. And the first question somebody asked me the other day was, how do you justify charging to run a group like this? And I was like, oh, I'm like, you're not a fit for this. You don't get, yeah. You don't get. And so similarly, we have a paywall, because that's really important. If people don't understand the value of something and having walls in place, They're not going to value your product nearly as much. And I really think that that's the same sort of idea on e-commerce. Do we keep our website password protected all the time? No. But for new launches, oh yes, we do, right? Because we want to make sure to let people know, hey, this is a special launch. We might sell out. And we generally do. It's not false scarcity. We generally, because we still produce everything in Canada, we're not able to produce as much as the demand is out there. But our core values are such that we're just not going to produce overseas right now. So.
Yep. And so when you're doing these launches, are you launching, are you selling a physical product or just a mastermind launch? Like what's the launch about?
Yeah, sorry. I was mixing two different things together. So first of all, I own with my wife a mid seven figure e-com brand that started out as baby clothing. We now have three different brands under the same umbrella, really serving that same customer, millennial moms, 25 to 40, trying to, have clothes that actually last. That's Little Unlively is the baby brand there. And then I also run a marketing agency. So that was, and a mastermind and a podcast and all that sort of stuff. So that's all separate from the clothing company side. So what I'd love to, can I walk you through how we do these gated launches?
Sure.
Okay. So we have a VIP group of customers, and how we get people into the VIP group is interesting. When somebody purchases for the first time, we have somebody from our staff reach out to them with a personalized video saying like, hey, Mary, thanks so much for ordering these, palm tree leggings. I think you're really going to love them. If you'd like to ask some questions or talk to other customers, please feel free to join our VIP group. And so that VIP group is on Facebook. And when they join that group, they don't get any discounts, anything like that. But what they do get is early access to our sales. So we let them know, hey, you're going to be getting early access to this. We also try and pair it with an SMS list as well. So like text messages. So right now, I think both of our lists are around 8,000 people. And there's a pretty big overlap between those two groups. So we let people know this is our VIP SMS list. So you will get notified right away for early releases. So generally about 2 weeks before we launch one of these, and you guys will see if you download the sales launch checklist, we walk through exactly the timing of all of this, right? Of the emails that you want to send and the posts that you want to have on social media. And so for about 2 weeks before, we're letting them know like, hey, this is what you need to be doing up until this launch. And then 24 hours before, we password protect the site. Nobody can get on. And 2 hours before we...
So yeah. Just so we know, I mean, it's kind of like when Apple, when they do their big thing in September, like their website is shut down for like 12 to 24 hours. It's kind of the same concept.
Yeah, totally the same concept.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, and like you said before, like there's nothing new under the sun. We're just repackaging this for e-commerce in a sort of way. We just happen to found some gold in this particular area here. So, mm-hmm. So the website's shut down now, and let's say that the launch is at 12 noon, right? At 10 a.m. Pacific, we send out an SMS message. We send out, we write on our Facebook VIP group, right, which is private, the code to enter the website. And then we also let our people, that have push notifications enabled on our app, we also let them in because it's really hard to differentiate. The app doesn't have a password, protection. So we have to, so that's been an interesting workaround, but it's definitely worth it having an app. So we give them the password and psychologically it's incredible, right? Because first of all, they have to enter a password to get in. So it's kind of like, I remember when somebody told me this word, I've thought about it and it's like a Rubicon, right? Once you enter, you cannot leave, right? Or you don't want to leave. Right? You've made this micro commitment now, and very similar, like in a sales process, right? Where you're getting people just to make these little micro commitments the whole way. You're not trying to sell them something right away. I'm not trying to sell them shirts or leggings or anything like that yet. I'm trying to sell them to get onto the website. And so they've made that one little micro commitment, and now they're on the site, and them and 3,000 or 4,000 other people when we put the password out there, and then it's just mayhem. We ran another one of these just a few days ago, again, not a sale, just a new product release. And we did 110,000 in the first hour. Just absolutely crazy.
This is numbers. For the baby, the clothing line.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Exactly. So these are these like legging packages, that we originally did them because we had all of these leftover leggings from different collections. And we're like, hey, let's package these together and sell them. And so we did. And now it's just become a normal part of how we're able to turn our inventory over year over year.
Dude, I'm in a couple of knife groups, you know, collectors, blades. One of them, half face blades. I'd never heard of them. My buddy turned me on to them. And dude, it is crazy. Like I have on my calendar for next week, the 16th, 4 p.m. Pacific, right? Like I'm going to have browsers open because he'll do a drop.
Right? Yeah.
Everything's sold out on his site all the time. And if you're kind of an insider active on the group, he'll give you a little heads up. And I mean, things are just gone, man. And these are $300 to $600 to even more for super elite, like custom things that he'll make. So it's the same kind of concept, but I guess the thing that goes without saying is first you have to have a great product.
Yes. Right?
You're not going to do this with a mediocre overseas knockoff. You know, my wife literally just ordered something from Walmart and this blouse she was showing me and the sleeves on both sleeves. She thought it was one. Both sleeves were turned inside out before they were sewn on. So the seam is showing.
No.
I'm not going to wear this. So, you know, it's, you got to have a quality product first of all.
Totally. So on that recent launch that we just did there with the, you know, 110K in the first hour, during that first hour, it was a 90% returning customer rate, right? Wow. So 90% of people had already ordered from us before and just loved us that much that they ordered again during that time. That to me shows the power of a good product, right? And a product that people want to order over and over again. So any of the industries, like we're kind of in acquisition mode right now at the clothing company where we're looking for these different brands that we think would really serve the same customer. Yeah. But we want to make sure that when we're looking at these products, that they're products that people do want to order over and over again, right?
Sure.
And that we can serve them in sort of different ways.
Yeah. And hey, you know what? Don't judge them, right? My friend, I need to have an intervention on this guy, but I know he's rich. So, hey, he orders knives. I mean, he's like going crazy. He's ordered as many knives in 3 months as I've ordered in 20 years. Right. I'm like, dude, you're crazy.
So is this like a collectible thing? I feel like this is not something I'm used to in Canada.
Yeah.
People ordering knives.
Well, they are tools and a lot of guys use them as you should use them, but a lot of guys collect them.
Hunting
and skinning and whatever. But a lot of guys, they'll just collect them. I collect them. I mean, I'm building shadow boxes this Christmas to display them, right?
Yeah.
But this guy, I mean, he's crazy, dude. He's waiting for the drops, but he's bartering and trading with guys in the group. I'm like, yeah, I'm not that into it, you know? But like I said, at least $300 a piece, at least.
Yeah.
That's the absolute low end. So, hey, if people want to buy a bunch of leggings, if they want to buy whatever, let them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Make a great product and serve them.
Yeah, totally. So through these, I mean, it sounds similar, like the knife guy you're talking about, it sounds like a pretty similar product kind of cycle, right? Where you just don't have enough product to be able to satiate the need out there, which is totally fine, right? I think it's fine. I think real scarcity is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't like false scarcity.
another brand, the knives I first started buying, golly, going back to 2008, maybe even earlier. Back then it was a 3-year wait.
Wow.
Now it's a 6-year wait and you can only order one per household per quarter.
That's crazy. What do they do? Like track your IP address or something? Or
no? Well, you do order online. It's so funny. So because of COVID, I didn't even know that they did this, but their office is in Orlando. So we should go to Disney World. We should go buy a bunch of knives, but don't bring them to Disney World. And then we'll go to Disney World. Right. And we'll go back to the knives. Okay. It'll be a great trip, but, I guess they have like a fall sale because you put $50 down to order it and then you don't pay the full thing till it's ready, right? 6 years later.
So sometimes people just, you know, they're falling hard times, whatever, and they can't afford the knife for whatever. They don't fulfill the order. So you could go to their store in November and buy those leftovers, right? If lack of a better term, the unfilled orders. And so they let us do it online this year. And like, and my buddy told me about it. I've been buying these for over a decade, right? And he knew all about it. He just got started. So I was able to order two at one time, which was like magical.
Yeah.
I mean, it was I got two. What? So that's the kind of you know, excitement you can build. But so here's my dilemma, right? I only have a couple tangible things. I got a book. I mean, how do I do a big launch, you know, with a book or a digital course or my own membership? Does it, or mastermind, does it work the same way? Same psychology?
I really do think that there's the same psychology out there for info type products or for groups or masterminds, all of that kind of thing. I think that anytime you gate something and you make it something that not everybody can cross that line, I think that you make it a lot more valuable at that point. So for groups, I think that that's, especially like within masterminds, you don't want everybody in that mastermind.
For sure. Right?
That is going to hurt your group. And so making sure to let people know who's not a fit, I think is really, really important.
Yep.
And then even just having, you know, what are the amount of like products you've looked at? You're like, I need that. And then you just forget about it. And you're like, well, it's always going to be there. So like, I'll get it sometime whenever I really need it. And then you realize, you know, you're out mountain biking and it's dark and you crash into a tree because you didn't have that light, for instance. But if there was some sort of time limit on it, right? So similar with like, say, getting people into a mastermind and it's like, hey, we're only taking members for this small amount of time because we're going to be working through some curriculum or something within this mastermind. I think that that can be really powerful to get people to move. And people have been using that sort of technique, getting people, especially into courses for a long time. It's just making sure that there's not the false scarcity. I don't like the false scarcity, especially as a Canadian. You know, we really, I mean, Americans too, but I feel like we're like so sensitive to those things.
You're nicer, more sensitive people. You don't even have knives. I mean, come on, man. You just, a bear comes and you just say, look, let's hug it out, man. It's all good.
You know, people are into knives. It's just, I guess I'm not in that. I don't have that group of friends that are into knives yet.
Well, you do now, man. All
right? Exactly.
I'm sending them your way.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. So you sent me a couple interesting things. You know, kind of talking about the mechanics here, gated, but 250 grand of e-commerce sales in 24 hours without two things, Facebook ads, which are a pain in the butt, or without discounting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what's that all about? I mean, was that part of the 110 in 1 hour?
No, that was a separate launch. So this one was actually, so this was in August and we were just launching a brand new collection. So for, you know, 2 weeks before, we were letting our lists know, like, hey guys, if you want early access to this, join our VIP group, join our SMS list, download our app. And that's the only way that you're going to get early access to this stuff. And that one was just phenomenal. I think in the first 2 hours, we did about 120,000 and then it just kept going and going and going. And then days after that, it was like, I don't think we ran Facebook ads for about 2 weeks because we just had all of this organic, all these organic sales throughout that time. It's really phenomenal.
When you say organic, is that people coming from your private group or your email list or both? Or so what's organic?
Yeah. So organic would be like anybody who are on any of our own lists as well. Word of mouth. We do post-purchase surveys now with people. With all of our customers. So it's really interesting to actually see where people come from because you can get a lot of data, you know, in Google Analytics and we tag everyone and we have all these like ways that we can try to really track people. But the best thing I found is just asking people, right? Where'd you hear about us? Well, 50% of people that buy from us heard about us from a friend.
Wow.
And
just so like an email incredible. Survey or like you take them online to a quick web form or how do you do that?
Yeah. So it's just, we use this app on Shopify called Prove It.
Oh, nice.
And right afterwards, right after they've made their purchase, it just says, hey, can we ask you a quick question? And then they ask them, people that have purchased from us before, we actually ask a different question. We ask, why did you purchase from us again? We've been getting the exact same answer for about 2 weeks now. So I think we've got that nailed down. Nice. It's always quality and customer service.
Yeah.
Cool. And so it's really good to know those things from your customers, right? Rather than just assuming. Anytime that you assume that you know your customer, I think that you're going to probably start making some bad decisions.
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking with a friend of mine in the STR space, the short-term rental space, like Airbnb. He works with people that have properties that are renting them out. He's running ads, you know, cost per lead's kind of high. A lot of people coming through that just have lower end properties that aren't a fit for his marketing. And I'm like, dude, put these people in a group.
Yeah. You
know, educate, if you got 10 people, you got 10,000 people that you can talk to all of them at once, educate them, you know, and maybe some of them get better, you know, they grow their income, then they can afford your higher end services, right? Are you kind of doing that as well? Even though, I mean, baby clothing isn't expensive as, you know, buying a house, but still you can kind of nurture them along, right? Stay in front of them so you're always top of mind.
Totally. So, I mean, I have so many ideas for that because especially in the agency world, we have so many different ways that we get people into our funnel, right? So we're right now actually thinking of starting like an e-commerce association, right? To just get people, it's not to make money, right? Say we'll charge them, you know, $100 a year or something to get into this association that now is a group, right? So say we have 10,000 of these e-com stores in this group. I would probably run it with business to business like that. I would actually run that as a Slack group. For your friend that you're talking about, I think that would be really good and get them to pay something to enter this Slack group, right? Just like a small amount and they're going to get some, you know, resource that he has. And then from that dedicated Slack group, then continue to move them into bigger and bigger groups. There's just so many different ways, that you can do that. And I think for, you know, you and I chatting here, everything for me comes down to, okay, can I monetize this earlier in the funnel, because people will take it more seriously then, right?
Yeah.
People don't take free stuff nearly as seriously as they do when they pay a little bit.
That's true. I'll do that. I'm dealing with this right now. I just had a pop-up here. I've got, I call it my IPA, my initial process assessment. Somebody comes in, we do a free call.
Yeah.
Chat, and it's a short call, but I don't mind. They have to answer a lot of questions to get to my calendar. I'm like, all right, if they answer all those questions, they're motivated. Then we talk. Well, okay.
And they're paying by time too there. Yes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Like for sure. That's one way. I mean, time is our most valuable resource. So.
Yeah. But then I'm like, you know, hey, I think I can help you. There's something there. I charge $500 right now. That's all I charge. $500. They get a detailed questionnaire. And then they get real dedicated time with me. If it's more technical, I'll bring in one of my tech folks and we'll work with, like, we'll like talk through this. Like, okay, I think you got something. We'll give them ideas. I'll do two calls if it takes a couple calls. But because people will come with very complex needs. Like, yeah, give me a quote. Like, dude, I'm not ready to give you a quote. I'm not like, there's like 12,000 things I still need to understand.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, they pay $500. They don't know they're going to get it. We send them a little welcome gift. I send them my book, some other thing. So, you know, a little tangible thing. But this guy, he paid this 2 weeks ago. And I got to reach out to him. Like, dude, where are you? Do you want to have your call? I think sometimes they pay and going through the questionnaire, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm not ready for prime time. Because I tell people, just filling out the questionnaire is going to help you.
Totally.
You know? Yeah. And I've seen this. Almost more times than not, at least 50-50. They're like, yeah, I'm just paying that. And I'm like, hey, hit me up. I've had people hit me up a year later. Like, okay, I'm ready to talk now. I say, hey, cool, let's do it. But they don't go anywhere else because they spent a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so like you're saying, $100, they're going to value that. But we feel like we got to hold on to everybody. Huh? Oh, everybody has a prospect. Everybody's a customer. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And Seth Godin says it really well in one of his newer books, where he talks about the minimum viable audience, right? Yep. And once you point those people out and figure out who those people are, then it's okay to say no to everybody else, right? Imagine if our marketing agency served everybody.
Yeah.
Right. You see those agencies out there, and yeah, some of them survive, and there's some of those, you know, big ones out there. But the ones who do really well focus their energy on either what they're good at or who they're good at.
Yeah.
So for us, that's e-commerce brands, right?
Yeah. So were you like, how'd you get into this space with your wife? I mean, did y'all have kids and then stumbled upon the need? Did you stumble upon the need before kids? I mean, cause that's I had some friends that were selling this baby carrier thing.
Yeah.
And killing it. And then like the manufacturer, like changed the rules and damn near like literally almost overnight ruined them. And it was terrible to see. So are y'all more protected? I hope.
yes, definitely. Well, and that was an issue actually from a regulation standpoint, at least in Canada with baby carriers, that actually happened fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
Up here that we were actually looking into purchasing a baby carrier brand, and then all this stuff happened and we're like, let's just stick away from right. this niche for now. So yeah, for us, what it was is, our first daughter, this is 6-7 years ago, she was in cloth diapers, and which is the worst decision ever. I really, really regret that decision. But without those cloth diapers, I don't think we'd have our brand. My wife couldn't find leggings that would fit over top of cloth diapers. They were just like, they just didn't have the diaper room. And even just like regular diaper room, they were made kind of like for adults, but like kids wear diapers. And yeah. So she came from a fashion design background. She has a fashion design degree, really, really smart in that area. And she realized like, hey, there's this need out there. And so she brought them to some markets, and at the markets, everyone was loving them. Like, oh yeah, my kid needs like these. And so we're like, okay, maybe we should try and sell these online. And so we would, getting manufacturing, first of all, was very difficult. We would do all the cutting in our garage ourselves. At one point, my wife cut off a part of her finger using this big cutter. And we have all these great memories in our garage of cutting fabric. And then we would go bring it out to home sewers everywhere. And we just couldn't keep up with the demand. But I asked her, I'm like, can I just try out Facebook ads? I just want to see how they work. And this is like in 2015. So I tried out Facebook ads, and I look back now, and our return on ad spends that we had back then were like 90. So like a dollar in, $90 out. I'm like, this is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I don't know why everyone is not doing Facebook ads. And that really sparked the curiosity for me. And fast forward, 5 years or almost 6 years now, and this is what I still do, is help people really scale. Like, when you say like, oh, Facebook ads, right? A lot of people feel like that. And so we've developed all these systems over the years to actually be able to scale. This last year, we spent $400,000 on Facebook ads for Little and Lively. And we had a 10.5 return on ad spend.
Mm.
So still a dollar in, 10.5 out. That to me is just an incredible investment in Facebook ads. Mind you, remember, we're marketing mostly to Canada, where the costs are a little bit lower. We mm-hmm. just don't have the same kind of competition as in the States. But for any of you Americans listening to this, I mean, think about that for Canada, right? There is a massive market up here and people who have cash to spend.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had escalating costs because of the stupid election. So,
oh my gosh, October was, we talked about this on my podcast recently, where if, think about acquiring, like making sure that you have a massive customer list for times like October, right? We're like, well, what if Facebook ads disappear? And we talk about that at Mindful Marketing on our website. The first thing is we run ads to get you off of ads, because it's really important to get those customers in and then retain them.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I know you've got a hard stop coming up, but I want to make sure we mention you've got the checklist. I'm linking to it here. But it's mindfulmarketing.co.
Yeah.
And if somebody's on a treadmill or biking, can they just search for it there? Cause it's sales-launch-checklist, but I don't want them to forget, but mindfulmarketing.co is where they can get your checklist, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So if you go to sales-launch-checklist, you can grab it there. You can also go to our main page there, and I believe that we've got a link to it right there. It's a really great way to see this overview and all the steps that it takes before you're launching something. And even for you non-ecom people out there, I really think that it's super valuable as well, just to have a process, right? Of being like, okay, 2 weeks before I'm going to send this email. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And may even give you some ideas to build off of, right? We don't use this exact checklist every single time. We sometimes might add some things and take some things away, but
It's that foundational piece. You know, I remember, man, going back to 2008, thinking through sequentially when I was learning Infusionsoft and marketing automation and drip sequences and, you know, trying to think through, when should I send? I'll send that immediately. Okay, wait an hour, send a bonus. All right. Wait 12 hours. Okay. Then wait a day. Cause then I got a lot to do to give them a couple of days for it to percolate. You know, it's a different mindset. But still, it's just, we're humans selling to humans, right? We're just doing it over a different medium. So plan it, run it, measure it, right? I'm sure you got to tweak it and adjust it.
All the time, yeah.
Maybe for COVID, maybe for elections. Yeah, maybe it's like, hey, I'm gonna go hibernate for a month till the stupid election is over, and then I'll start running ads again. I mean, that may be a viable option, right?
And hopefully people did that, because for us, it didn't affect us as much in Canada, right? Because nobody was running election ads up here. But October is still not a good month in e-commerce. It's just, it's everyone's waiting for November for purchasing, right? Everyone's saving up, so... definitely a tough month.
Does Canada, have y'all kind of picked up our Black Friday, Cyber Monday sort of things just because you're close to us? Or do you have like, I know you have your different holidays as well, but have y'all kind of assimilated those?
Yeah, I forget when that was. I think that was about 10 years ago or so when we actually started to pick up Black Friday. And I think one of the big brands up here did it. And then since then, everybody's doing it. It's interesting, though, like in my mastermind, of the 35 members that are in there, we were the only ones who ran a true Black Friday sale. Everyone else is just November sales. Gotcha. And so that our November was pretty good, but I think it could have been a lot better if we would have followed their lead. And done that, which is interesting because I'm the one who runs this mastermind, but you can always learn.
You can lead the horse to water, right?
Yeah.
All right, man. Very cool. Jordan West, mindfulmarketing.co. Go get the checklist, check out the podcast, and man, I appreciate you taking the time and coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Wes.
All right, man. Have a great day.
You too.
So this whole gated information, you know, it's got me thinking. I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago. I've set up some things in the last month. I've got to implement them, but maybe creating a paid version of the sales podcast, maybe like a VIP version of it. And it wasn't even related to this, but as I go back through this, you know, preparing to publish it, that's the benefit of having a podcast, right? I listen while we're doing it one-on-one, I'm taking notes, then I'm reviewing it when I go to produce it and publish it. So, you know, repetition is the key to learning. In the meantime, we had all the crap going on with the deplatforming of Trump and shutting down Parler and all these things. It's like, holy smokes, you know, you can be shut down at any time. Somebody gets a wild hair. So, you know, what can I do to protect what I'm doing? You know, I'm not really political. I mean, 5% of the time I might mention some politics. But somebody gets a wild hair up their butt, they could shut me down. So stay tuned for that. It would be affordable, but it would be something that you pay for, you subscribe to. But I would go into deeper, go deeper down the rabbit hole. I would give more info, probably go through my various paid courses slowly, right? The idea isn't, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot, right? I'm not going to give you a $200 or $300 course for free just because you pay a little bit on a subscription, but I could give it over time. Maybe take more questions, do more Q&A through that. So you get extra value. through this medium. So, you know, there's 101 ways to skin a cat, and that's the dilemma of business, right? Sticking with what works while it works, maximizing it, getting all the juice out of it, but understanding that eventually the well will run dry. You're always trying to beat your best performing ad. You're always trying to beat the best performing program. So do you have the diligence to continue testing things? That's the key. That's the key to business. All right. I mean, look at Amazon, right? Started out as books. Who knew it would have evolved to what it is today? So are you open to new ideas? Are you stuck in a rut? If you want to get a significant breakthrough, hit me up. Like I said, I've been doing more and more private consulting, more private coaching in these last couple of years. I like it. I'm good at it. It's producing results. So if you think we might be a fit, hit me up. TheSalesWhisperer.com/. I don't even know what the slash is. Just click the contact us. It's up there in the navigation. All right. Thanks for listening. I'll go sell something.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.